Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the DC Hospital Association's Continuing Education Initiative for the Improvement in Treatment of People Who Use Banned and Non-Prescribed Drugs in the District. I'm Laura. I'm an ER doctor in the district, and I'll be your host today. Today, we're going to talk a little bit more about what we started last month, talking about who and how and when to start patients on buprenorphine from the emergency department. So as I've said before, with most things in the treatment of people with opioid use disorder, the literature on this is evolving pretty rapidly. I will be reviewing the current literature as it stands and sort of presenting my perspective on how it applies to clinical practice, particularly from the ED in the district. Please take this as a launch point to review the literature, shape your clinical opinions, obviously tailor this to your patients in front of you, and please send us a note if you identify any major issues or concerns. As always, if you're listening to this, this is not individual medical advice, and you should reach out to your healthcare provider before engaging in any course of treatment. So welcome back. We are going to pick up sort of where we left off with when should we start buprenorphine in a patient in the emergency department who has come to us saying, I want to come off of whatever opioid I'm on, I'm in withdrawal, I want to start something, and they're a good eligible candidate, as we've discussed previously, for buprenorphine. So when do we start? What does the patient look like? So the rule of thumb here is that, as you might expect, you can only really start a patient in the department on buprenorphine if they're already in withdrawal. So if this is a patient that has used a full opioid agonist in the past couple of hours, realistically probably the past 12 hours, and they're not having any symptoms of withdrawal, they're not a candidate to start buprenorphine in the department. If they have a full agonist on board and you start buprenorphine, you're going to put them into precipitate withdrawal. So if they're not in withdrawal, not really a good option. If your patient has no contraindications that we've discussed before and has some signs of withdrawal, I recommend by starting with a clinical opioid withdrawal scale, the COWS scale that you've probably heard addressed. This is available on MDCalc. I think most EMRs probably have a calculator for this as well. Basically looking at objective and subjective symptoms of withdrawal. So like piloerection, yawning, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, anxiety, restlessness, sort of the things we commonly see. And it scores out in a sort of objectively documentable numerical score. In general, patients should have at least a score of 8 on the COWS to be really considered for buprenorphine. Some protocols suggest 11. I think 8 is a reasonable place to start. If patients are scoring less than 8, but they're pretty reliably saying my last agonist use was 12 hours ago, 24 hours ago, it's reasonable to watch them for an hour or so and see if their symptoms change in front of you. If they're not developing withdrawal in front of you, I don't think it's necessary to keep them in the department. It's just not realistic with our current boarding status and just hospital resources to keep someone in the ED until they go into withdrawal. But if their symptoms are worsening pretty quickly in front of you, they could be a candidate for a buprenorphine start. If they are not a candidate for an ED buprenorphine start, we will talk in a couple of episodes about home start protocols. So if you want to ignore the rest of this for your clinical patient and skip ahead to those, feel free. But I think understanding the premise of the ED buprenorphine load is actually pretty helpful as well.